The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two! That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are rocking with you until noon, and then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. And then we'll take you up to 4 o'clock. Hopefully, everybody listening now will be out at Sky River Casino starting at noon. D'Lo and KC are going to be out there until 4. And then at 4 o'clock, I believe Complex is going to be there spinning for Flashback Friday on the beautiful outdoor porch at, patio.
Patio.
Out at 32 Brew Street, inside Sky River Casino. Going to be out there. There's going to be music. And then there's going to be Are You Smarter Than Kevin? So it's like a trivia night. It's going to be a great time, and hope to see everybody out there starting at noon. He's James. I'm Kyle. Jiffy Lube sponsors the program. And the Kings play the Spurs tonight. The Kings looking to bounce back from a loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Spurs looking to bounce back from a loss to the Chicago Bulls. Kings enter the game at 10-13. The Spurs are 11-11. The Spurs have already beat the Kings twice this year. Here's a thing I decided during the Grizzlies game last night. I'm done calling Kings games like, oh, they need to win this one. They need to do that. I need to see them moving the basketball. I need to see them figuring out a way to defend the three-point line. And I need to see them start knocking down shots. And if they start doing those three things, the wins will start coming. And then we can start talking about, oh, record, and you got to get to this seed. And we can talk about record when this team starts playing basketball that's worthy of being a playoff team to begin with.
Yeah, we are super, super close to this being that this is who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really close to that.
Yep.
And that means that they're a sub-500 team or a 500 team at best. And a non-playoff team, and not a team that will push for 50 wins or a play-in spot or anything else. We're very, very close to that. And if I'm on the inside, I'm looking at that, and I'm pretty freaked out by that idea.
Yeah.
And it's time to, like, pull the trigger. Like, the December 15th, deadline thing that comes up every year, that December 15th is the first day that you can trade players that you signed during the offseason.
Right.
So for the Sacramento Kings, that means like DeMar DeRozan or Orlando Robinson or, you know, one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first day that those guys can be traded. That it sort of should kick off the trade season. It usually doesn't have that sort of impact that everyone thinks it does.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't trades that are lined up and just happen right then. The Kings need to make a trade today. And that just means they need to trade for someone who wasn't signed this offseason. They need to make at least one trade now as soon as possible. And
yeah.
I know that they've been busy working phones. I know that there are teams out there that are full-fledged sellers right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Brooklyn Nets are a full-fledged seller.
Which right is now. Insane, dude.
Yeah, they are selling, like, selling.
Playing not badly.
I haven't.
They just want to punt. I don't understand.
Yeah, my sources say that every player on that roster is available.
They're 10-13. They have the same record as the Kings. They're the 9 seed in the East.
Yeah. They
And they're just punting?
Yeah, they're ready to punt.
Man.
They're trying to collect assets, and like, look, that's a team you circle. You say, what do they have that you could go get your hands on? Do you have a deal that will work? You know, can you have a couple offers that you throw at them? Whether it be for Dorian Finney-Smith or whether it be for Cam Johnson or one of their other, wings, like not named Ben Simmons, you just look at that roster and like, what could you use from that roster? Because they're selling.
Yeah.
And there isn't a market yet. So if they're selling right now, like go dive in right now before the prices go up, because they are going to go up. Maybe they'll go down, but there's also a good chance that there are going to be a lot of teams that are buyers in this market. And you, if you're going to go into a buyer's market, go buy early.
Yeah. You can't wait around. We know that's the thing that, and this gets kind of beyond the spurs of it all, but that's the thing that just continues to stick out to me is we know what this roster is. The whole like wait and see like thing. Hey, you know what assets you have, you know what you need. You got to go do something now.
Yep.
This whole waiting for the exact perfect move. Hey, bro, you have to change something. It's not just making a move just to make a move, but you got to do something a little bit different. And that's what this comes down to.
I totally agree.
I'm fascinated by what's going on here.
Do we have...
We're doing a thing, and it's going to get, I don't want to say ruined by this, but it's just going to, we have, I believe we have Christmas carolers coming in. So we'll real quick, Kings starters tonight.
Yep.
Fox, Monk, DeRozan, Murray, and Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs starters tonight, looks like no Victor Wembanyama. So we have Chris Paul, Stephon Castle, Harrison Barnes, probably Jeremy Sochan, and Zach Collins?
Maybe.
Would be my guess. Oh, here we go. We're doing this. This is great. We have Christmas carolers.
We have Christmas carolers.
Oh, hell yeah. Hello, everybody. Here we go. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, this is great.
Who's naughty or nice? Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, this is great. Oh, my God. We're just packing in here. Oh, I appreciate you guys here. If you gentlemen there in the was that a bowler hat, a little fedora?
I don't know.
If you would like to speak, that microphone is now on.
That microphone's on.
Yeah, well, that microphone's on.
The snowman is here to arrive.
Yeah, he does.
American Pacific Mortgage right down the street.
Beautiful.
We're just running around spreading some holiday cheer.
Love that.
We thought we'd pop in here to you guys and just sing a couple out of tune Christmas carols. And
may I sing along?
Say again.
Yes. I'm allowed to sing along? That sounds
Absolutely.
Great.
We've been invaded.
This is electric.
Santa Claus is
our leader. Oh, thank you so much.
He'll
Perfect.
Ring the bell and let you know what tune is next.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Are we at a radio station?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now. You're also on a video stream.
Outstanding.
Do you guys know what the favorite genre of music of the elves is?
What the favorite genre of music of the elves is? No, but I sure can't wait to find out.
No, it's rap.
Oh no. Yeah.
That's a good joke. It's a rap. It's a favorite music genre of the elves.
All right. So let's see. We are.
Where are we going to?
What do we do with the halls? What do we do
with the halls?
You gotta deck those. You gotta deck those halls.
Deck.
La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
Hey, that was wonderful. Thank you all so much. Thank you. And where were you guys from again?
American Pacific Mortgage, right down the street here off of Douglas Boulevard here in Roseville.
American Pacific Mortgage. Appreciate you guys so much. This was delightful. Thank you so much. Yep. See you guys.
Christmas.
Goodbye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun, Kyle.
We listen to Christmas music before the show. We get Christmas music during the show. That was electric. Do you guys need this back? Yeah, you can take that back. No, it's all you guys. Appreciate you guys. Hey, thank you guys. See you, everybody.
See you guys. All right.
John Poles at the break said this show is cooked. That's facts.
Well, I can tell you this. Our studio now smells of liquor.
Dude, hey, I see it. They got a cart. Like, hook us up. They got a whole cart. They are wheeling a cart of booze around, and they stopped it outside. Everybody but the cart came in.
Yeah, this is tough.
I love this job. I love this job so much. What a great place.
Thanks, Old Aaron.
Shout out to Old Aaron. An American Pacific Mortgage.
That's right.
Right down the street here on Douglas.
Might as well just start over, Kyle.
What the heck? Dude, the Kings, it's the Spurs. How much time do we have?
Plenty.
I don't know. It's like 7. It's like 8. All right, we got like 3 minutes. No injury reports yet.
Okay.
Those are not quite out. It looks like no Victor Wembanyama. I imagine the Kings injury report won't be different. Trey Lyles, Devin Carter.
No, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Something unforeseen pops up.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, we did see DeMar DeRozan with it looked like he had a heat wrap on last night, you know, trying to keep the back limber. They are playing on the second night of a back-to-back. So I guess that it's possible, but we won't know until later in the day.
Okay, very good. Matchup of the game, I know this is silly, but when you get outscored 60-15 on the bench the previous night, and then you bring in players like Devin Vassell and Keldon Johnson coming off the bench for the Spurs, it's those two against whoever's coming off the bench for the Kings.
Yeah, those two put up 45 last night.
Come on, man.
The Kings don't have like six guys on the bench that could combine for 45 tonight.
Yeah.
So unless Doug McDermott comes in and hits every three that he takes.
Yeah.
And then maybe you could come close to that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's really, really difficult to figure out what exactly the Kings are going to do to match up against their bench. But then again, their starters are much better than the San Antonio Spurs starters. So you're hoping that you can get a big lead there. And then maybe Mike does a thing where, you know, he's got two starters and three bench players on the court for a few minutes here and there, and he switches those players around a little bit, and you just keep rolling.
I think I know it's not, oh, you have to win this one. It's a must win. This is a game you can go get, though. You're both coming off the second night of a back-to-back. They're likely not going to have Victor Wembanyama, who has killed you this year.
Yep.
This is one that, but again, I've reached the point where if they lose, I'm not going to be like disappointed. It's just trending toward, okay, this is what this team is.
Yeah. It's very,
I'd like to see them go
close.
Win. If I'm betting on this game, I think they win.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they'd win last night. I think they get this one.
You would hope that they would win. But, like, let's be honest here. We have no idea what's going to happen with this team from one night to the next.
Yeah.
It's just not something that they can, you know, they are not consistent enough. They don't defend the three well enough. They don't shoot the three well enough on a consistent basis. And so unless that changes, you're going to have another very, very difficult night. This team, the first time they played this year, set a franchise record with 22 made three-point shots.
How long did that franchise record last?
It lasted until they played the Kings the second time when they hit a franchise record 23 threes against the Sacramento Kings. So this team can shoot the three ball. Victor Wembanyama was a big part of that, and game planning for Victor Wembanyama was also a big part of it. But this is a moment where you got to step up, and you know you can't go 0-2 on this road trip.
Yeah, you definitely can't. We'll dive in. We have some more numbers coming up on those three pointers that for the Spurs this year against the Kings. We'll have keys to victory coming up here in a bit. That is James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, and we are sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320. It's Sacramento Sports Leader. There's NFL games this weekend. The 49ers play the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders play the Buccaneers.
Are those real games, though?
Those are actual games that are happening. I can confirm. I'm going to the game. I'm not covering it.
Oh.
I'm going with my mom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. First time since 2016.
Oh, wow.
I've been at games that she's been at. Like, I've seen her at Niner games before.
Waved.
But, jump down at halftime and go run to receipts or whatever. But we have not gotten to, like, tailgate and sit in seats together and enjoy a game together since 2016.
Why would you wait until they're horrible to do that?
Well, because this was just a game we didn't have post game.
Oh, okay.
95-7. I didn't think both teams would be kind of like out of it by this point. I thought the Bears and the Niners would both be kind of in the hunt.
Oh no, totally.
At this point, but honestly, it's not the whole Adrian Wojnarowski thing yesterday about like the job is just vapor.
Oh yeah,
I'm not going to remember anything that I blogged about from the game. I have a couple contributors who are going to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll remember going to the game with mom. I'm going to create memories in that. I'm not going to remember blogging about, hey, here's what happened during this game.
No, eh. I totally agree.
I'm going to go enjoy myself.
I mean, I took last night's Kings game off, which is such a rarity. Mm-hmm. But, like, we have an office party, and we have new people here. And, like, you've got to be part of the family.
Honestly,
here.
I loved that for you, by the way.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed sitting and watching the Kings game on one screen and the football mm-hmm. game on the other and just not having to sit there with my hands on a keyboard, like, tapping away.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed, like just the vibe of it and, you know, a couple of drinks and had a good time. I didn't tweet at all. I tweeted that I wasn't going to do anything and then I just checked out. Like
it was funny. You had the table. We were sitting, there was like the table. It was you like dialed watching the Kings game locked in. And then you had the other group at the other table that was like halfway watching basketball, halfway watching football, but mostly chilling.
Yep.
Kenny was at another table locked in.
And I'm like looking up like, hey, your Packers are about to score a touchdown. Oh, they just scored a touchdown while I'm watching the Kings game. They can't pay attention to one, and I've got both dialed in. Like, I'm watching. Like, yep, this is what I do. This is how I roll.
Oh, man.
The only thing that was different was I did not have my laptop out, and I wasn't working. And so for me, it was a nice break.
Yeah.
And cool. I don't drink while I'm tweeting games. I don't, on game nights, I don't drink.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because that can get sense. A little loose.
It definitely does.
Yeah, you may have seen me sing karaoke last night. It gets a little loose.
That was fun.
It was
Shout
fun.
Shout out to karaoke, man. Had a great time doing that. All right. Here's the deal with the 49ers. We have talked about this at length. The season's probably over. But for you optimists out there, here's how they can win the NFC West. You know, I'm not going to go. I was going to go through all the different, like, weird scenarios. I'm not going to do that. Here's what they need this week. Because I try and keep it realistic. If they win out and the rest of their division loses out, except for the games they play each other, then they win the division. But that's probably not what's going to happen. So we're just going to go week by week. For you optimists, we have the optimist view, and then we'll have the pessimist view. For you optimists out there, hey, they still have a chance. How do they win the NFC West? Okay, here's how. The Niners need to win this weekend. They need Arizona to beat Seattle. I could see it.
Okay.
I don't think that's crazy. Arizona beat Seattle. And then they just need the Bills to beat the Rams. That's step one.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more steps, but we're going to go a week at a time here. The optimists, you glass half full people. That's what you need this weekend. Niners win, Cardinals win, Bills win. That's what you need.
There it is.
So, for you optimists, we gotcha. For the pessimists, you need the Niners to lose this one. The Bears 4-8, the Niners 5-7. You're trying to inch the. They went from 18th to 14th in the draft. If you're looking ahead to the draft, you say screw the playoff chances, screw the NFC West chances. I don't want them to go to the first round of the playoffs and just to lose.
Yep.
And tank their draft pick. I want that draft pick as high as possible. Well, then you want them to lose this week.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, you can tie yourself with the Bears in the standings.
Yeah, it would be a big loss. I mean, if you're counting losses, yeah. We do have the Bears injury report just came out.
Oh, okay, this is big for the
personal
purposes.
Ryan Bates is out with a concussion. Elijah Hicks is out with an ankle injury. Okay. Roshan Johnson is out with an injury with a concussion. DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift are both limited in practice on Friday, but questionable for the game. Keenan Allen was a full practice participant. Same with Kevin Byard, Mercedes Lewis, Coleman Shelton, and Darnell
Wright. Sorry. Mercedes Lewis is still playing in the National Football League?
Well, that's what it says. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you.
What?
Yeah, tight end Mercedes Lewis is
still playing National Football League football, and it's not for the Jaguars.
No, he's there.
This is a trip, dude. I had no idea.
We might need to sign him to pick him up and start him this week.
You want to? Just for gigs?
Just
I don't want to do all that. I don't want to that's not, because then we'd have to drop somebody. Do you know what year Mercedes Lewis was born?
I'm looking at it.
1984.
He's 40.
He is 40. He
in 201 days.
He's closer to 41 than 40.
This year, he has one reception for 2 yards. And
do you know what? Mercedes Lewis got drafted in 2006.
Yes, that's crazy.
He was a first-round pick in 06.
I only had one son.
That's like pre-Obama.
I had one son then.
That's insane.
And my youngest is 17.
When he made his professional debut, I am 34 years old, bro. When he made his professional debut on September 10th, No, I'm sorry. September 18th, 2006. I was 16 years old.
Wow. That's crazy.
Holy crap. He's played in 12 games. He has a catch against the Jags, oddly enough. That's cool.
For two Good yards. For yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
That is amazing. 6'6", 267 pounds.
He's played 166 offensive snaps.
Wow.
He played 40 special team snaps. My man has the same number of special team snaps as years lived.
Here's a crazy stat. He's played 17 games in each of the last 3 years.
Look at my guy just cooking.
He is on pace to play 17 games again this year.
What the hell?
Who knew? I knew Mercedes Lewis was still in the league.
If you had come to me, I followed the NFL very closely. It's part of my job. If you had come up to me and said, hey, when did Mercedes Lewis last play a football game? I'd have been like, oh, man, he played like 2021. Nope. He played 17 games for the Packers in 2021, then 17 games for them in 2022.
Absolutely crazy. That's wild.
He's apparently been with the Bears for 2 years. Had no idea.
Yeah. He's
what a guy.
Three targets. No, two targets. My bad.
Shout out to Mercedes Lewis.
He started three games. What is happening?
That's a good one. High Times at KG said Mercedes Lewis is the Udonis Haslam of the NFL.
Yes.
That's facts, dude. That's facts.
Absolutely incredible. So, that's your injury report for the Chicago Bears.
So, no DeAndre Swift, no DJ Moore?
Both of them are questionable. They were limited in practice today.
We have to keep a close eye on that.
I know. We need those guys to play for our fantasy football team.
From the Raiders' perspective, so I gave you the optimist and then pessimist view on the 49ers. From the Raiders' perspective, it's the Aiden O'Connell show, dude. Like, I know last week ended in disaster. For whatever reason. But you got to figure out, and maybe they already know. Maybe they already know what Aiden O'Connell is or isn't. But if they're really giving him the old, like, all right, hey, here's your opportunity, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's Aiden O'Connell going to give you? And if he's awesome here in the next five games, then okay. Like, let's reevaluate then. But
doesn't this feel like the same exact conversation we had last season?
Yes.
It is.
I'm out.
Except for
I'm out on him.
We had somebody we kept
good.
Asking this question to last season.
He's not their guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But if they think so, then, and if they don't, then pull the plug. Start Desmond Ridder. I don't care. Do something different.
Yeah.
Anyways. Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what do you got?
What's happening, fellas?
Vibing, bro.
Yeah. Enjoy the games. But first of all, this Fox and John Morant, we were having a brick convention last night, right?
Totally.
You know the line from White Man Can't Jump, Woody Harrelson, mm-hmm. Our brick convention?
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what it reminded me of. And who would have thought, well, I think for the Rays, by the way, is either going to be Cam Ward, Sanders, or Sam Darnold being the starter quarterback next year? Who would have thought that the 49ers would have less wins than USC this year?
That's tough.
I think
it's a bad beat.
I don't know what the 49ers Raiders are doing, but they're trying to compete with the Giants and Jets, not win too many games combined.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, have a good weekend.
Mitch, hey, you too.
You do the same, buddy. Appreciate you. Always appreciate Mitch's call. You want to get one more in here before we...
Oh, we got multiple calls?
Yeah, we got multiple calls.
Let's do it.
On the Elk Grove Kia talk line at 916-909-1320 if you'd like to participate in the program. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Hey, this is Sam.
Oh, Sam. Sorry, Sam. What do you got? Our call screener messed up. They had your name wrong.
Well, that's fine. No, I was just headed down here to Sky River Casino to the DOKC show.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and I didn't know if Jesse was there, but could you put me back to one of your screeners so I could talk to him for a minute?
I can do that. Go ahead and call back, Sam. I'll let the screener know. Thanks, bud.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Hang on. Joe's got it. Salute to Joe Brazil, everybody. Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you so much, Joe. This show stinks. different. It's different. All right.
Amazing.
All right, man. We have more King's Keys to Victory tonight. We're still going to do that, I promise. They're not bad enough yet that we're just going to be like keys to everybody having fun. So we got Keys to Victory coming up here in a bit, and we'll talk a little more NFL as we get you set for D'Lo and KC. They're coming up at noon live at Sky River Casino. Hope to see everybody out there at 32 Brewer Street inside Sky River Casino. They're going to be out there till 4 doing their show. And then their KSFM show is going to be live there. It's going to be trivia night with Are You Smarter Than Kevin from the Wake Up Call. It is a... What are we? ESPN 1320. I was going to give the call letters. That would have been weird. We're ESPN 1320 and 106.5 The End. It is a takeover at Sky River today.
Nice.
So go be part of that. It should be a ton of fun with D'Lo and Casey. Again, that starts at noon out at Sky River Casino. All right. That's James. I'm Kyle. We're going to take a much-needed break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
James Hamm is there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jiffy Lube sponsors the show. The Sacramento Kings taking on the San Antonio Spurs tonight out in San Antonio. Hey. Spurs are a little better than I thought they'd be.
Mm-hmm.
But not far off. Why do you think they've given the Kings problems?
I think it's because they have an 8'12" guy that started shooting threes. And I also think it's because they just hoist every single time that they see the Kings.
Hmm.
This is not a, like I've seen people mention in the chat or online, this is not a situation like the Pelicans, where the Pelicans dominated the Kings like four times, actually six times last season, which is the strangest thing of all time. Yeah, they had
so weird.
Five regular season games and then a play-in game. That's not what I look at when I see these two teams. Is there a matchup issue? Sure. But I also think that this is a really well-coached team that goes out there and chucks as many threes as they can, because the Kings are notoriously bad at defending the three.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing to their opponent's weakness. And that's what it looks like to me.
Mm-hmm.
It does not look like a team that's better than the Kings at all.
And that's why I ask.
Yeah.
Because they have some interesting players. Like, they have some players I like a lot, but they're not, I wouldn't, like the Rockets, you can talk me into the Rockets. Hey, you know what? They had a bunch of dudes really took a leap. They've just kind of passed the Kings. Like, okay, the Spurs have not passed the Kings. Yet, they give the Kings a ton of problems. And maybe we'll see something different tonight. If Wemby doesn't play tonight, maybe it just looks different.
Yeah, either way, they're going to play hard, and they're going to still shoot a bunch of threes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're going to play, and it seems like every time Wembanyama doesn't play, typically Harrison Barnes has a big game. He did not yesterday, but like typically when they play, when Wemby's out, like Harrison Barnes goes crazy, and that's why he won the NBA Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. And so, like, look, this is a team that has talent. Like, every team in the NBA has talent, but they don't have nearly as much talent as the Sacramento Kings do. And that's what I always fall back on. This is a team that you should beat, and the fact that you already lost to them twice is pretty unacceptable.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, we're going to look at their record and go, those were two bad losses.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You're probably right. All right. So they got to avoid a loss tonight. How do they do it? Let's get to some keys to victory. Three from each of us. James, what is key number one for you?
Yeah, no, Wemby, make them pay. Like, this team... they have the benefit of having a 7'4" guy with every skill in the book. And if he's not there tonight, if he's not going to play, which is what we kind of heard yesterday that there's a good chance he's out both games of the back-to-back. Mm-hmm. We won't have an official like injury report until later today. But for me, like if he's not there, this team becomes very, very defendable. You just have you have to play strong defense. You've got to stay with your man. Don't get lit up by the three ball, you know? Like, take advantage of the fact that he's not there.
Yeah, he's the centerpiece of everything they do on both sides of the floor. And when you remove that, they're going to look a lot different. And I think you're right. It's not like they have a ton of dudes who are going to just going to beat you off the bounce. This sounds so dumb, but you got to just play well.
Just do it.
You have more talent than they do. Just go be more talented.
Yeah. That was spectacular against the Houston Rockets on Tuesday.
That's it. Game by 30.
Yeah, don't be the team that couldn't shoot a ball last night at all.
All right, number one for me. Who's the spark off the bench, man? You can't forget the 3-point stuff. You can't go get outscored 60-15 from the bench again. Being -45 in that aspect, you're going to lose every night. So who is it? Is it Herter tonight? Is it more Keon? And he has a big night. They need somebody to provide something off the bench, some kind of spark for when, hey, you know what, De'Aaron and Malik Monk are both out. Who's gonna be that guy?
Yeah,
and maybe the rotation is such that one of them is always on the court. At least that should be. But they need something out of their bench to match what the Spurs are gonna bring.
I'm really hoping that they learned something from the rotations last night. And I understand trying to get a fourth player on the floor, right? I'm not saying that like Mike Brown should not have played Jordan McLaughlin in the first half and Keon Ellis in the second half for 2 minutes. The idea is okay, but I don't want to see a second team out there without either Fox or Monk. Just straight up, that's it. Like there is nobody who can create their own shot at high enough level. At a high enough level to make it all work for that bench.
Yeah.
You like Isaac Jones, he needs somebody.
He's like their best bench guy right now.
I know.
It's insane.
It's not good, Kyle.
I was going to say, that's not complimentary.
No.
Like Isaac Jones has been good. He's been excited about him. Yeah. But he shouldn't be your like most reliable guy.
No, for like the last three games, like 12 points and 9 points, something like that.
Yeah, going to block a couple shots, knock down a three last night. Salute to Isaac Jones, man. I like him.
I'm loving it.
Number, where are we at? Two.
Try something new defending the three. This team is 25th in the league in 2-point attempts. Defend the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make them beat you a different way. And if that's Chris Paul pulling up for 12 mid-range, 12-foot jump
shots.
Let
him do it.
Fine. I don't care.
Live with it.
Do not get beat by 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 points from behind the arc.
That is more than usually I'm like, hey, you got to make threes. You got to get somebody going. No, this is about defending the 3-point line tonight.
Yeah, defend it.
That's it. So that's also my second one. And I'm going to add a little context here. San Antonio this season against the Kings. You mentioned the 22 and 23 made threes in their two games. They are 45 of 92 from beyond the arc. That's insane. That is 48.9% across two games.
That is absolutely crazy. What is that, 135 points from three?
Yes.
And what did the Kings score in those games?
I don't have it in front of me. I can grab it really quick while I vamp. But I'm guessing it's not close to, what did you say, 135?
135, I believe, is that number.
Okay, so the Spurs have 135 points in those games. The Kings in those games have hit 22 threes.
22, so 66 points. So they've been outscored by 69 points.
Nice.
There it is. Wow. From three. In two games.
In two games, dog. 34.5 points a night.
That's it. That's a ball game. It's over. That's it. That's the only reason that they're beating you.
And they lost one of those games by 2 points. In a game they got outscored, was that 21? No way. 69 to 36. Yeah, they got outscored by 33. From the 3-point line.
That's absolutely wild.
Ridiculous, dude.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wild.
Number three.
I don't even know if we need other keys.
Dude, this is great. No, this is exactly what.
Just
go ahead.
Don't go an embarrassing 0-3 against the Spurs. 0-2 is bad enough. You need to go 1-2 against this team. This is not a good team.
You can't already, like, the Spurs are going to be really good here pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, 2 years from now.
Yeah, they're very close to being very good. You can't already have them having your number.
No.
That's a huge problem.
Well, it's the same with the Rockets. You can't, the Rockets are an up-and-coming team. You can't just let them have your number already.
It's, yeah.
Not when you live in a world where the Oklahoma City Thunder, where the Denver Nuggets, where the Dallas Mavericks, mm-hmm. and like there's all these other super talented teams.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the Rockets and the Spurs and the Pelicans thump you every single time they play.
Cannot happen.
Nope.
Cannot happen. Number three for me is a third key every time they play the Spurs. One swift right hook to Zach Collins' nose. Just right in the kisser. Just bah! That's all I want.
I think they did last game. I think they got him last game.
I think they roughed him up a little bit. It was great.
I think they did. I think somebody heard you mm-hmm. and went out and popped him in the face.
Salute. Hey, whoever heard me, salute. I appreciate it so much. Zach Collins didn't start last night against the Bulls. He probably does tonight, though.
Yeah, I'm going to
guess. Went with a Champagne Sohan front court against Chicago.
And with Harrison.
With Harrison Barnes, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they do that again tonight.
That's tough.
Against Domas. Like, Vucevic isn't a bad player, but Domas is far superior.
Oh yeah, that's a.
Well, do I have the wrong V name? Yeah, Vucevic. No.
Yeah, Vucevic. Yeah, I forgot they
he had
played
a huge game though. 16-22. He scored 39.
Well, I mean that's yeah. Vucevic put up 39.
Ayo Dosunmu had a triple double.
Wow.
With three steals. Hey, the Kings got to win by 40, bro. It's a must win now for me.
This is a team. What they give up? 139.
139 points to the Bulls, and Vuce had 39, and Ayo Dosunmu had a triple double.
And that's not a good Bulls team.
Not a very good team.
I think they improved to 8-10.
Talen Horton Tucker had 13 off the bench.
Wow. Huh.
All right, man.
There's a guy the Kings might. All right. I don't know.
Kings got to get a win tonight.
Yeah.
He's James. I'm Kyle. It's Kings Spurs tonight, 5:00 down in San Antonio. Also want to remind you, coming up this weekend on ESPN 1320, we've got the Big Ten Championship game for you. It's Penn State taking on number one Oregon. That is so weird. Penn State and Oregon in the Big Ten title game. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But it starts at 4:45, and we have the coverage for you right here on ESPN 1320. It's Sacramento Sports Leader. All right. Are we at the point where the Kings have to make, like, they're at push the button, make a trade? You always say, and this is, I agree with you when you say, like, you can't make a trade just to make a trade, but I feel like at this point I would. I think Kevin Huerter's done. I don't need to see Kevin Huerter play any more basketball for the Kings. I think that he's good. I don't think it's necessarily a Kevin Huerter problem. I think it's a Kevin Huerter in Sacramento problem. Whatever series of things has happened over the last year and a half, I think he's done being an effective player for the Kings. No. I think he can go be effective elsewhere, and I think he could really help a team that needs shooting.
Yeah, he's young enough. He's under contract for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, and to be honest with you right now, I think there is a little bit to the idea that Kevin Huerter is playing because you need to make sure the teams are around the league know that he's 100% healthy and that it's not, you know, it's just like it's a shooting issue. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever the problem is, it's a shooting issue. But that doesn't mean that Kevin Huerter isn't an effective player on, like, that every game that he plays in, he's just horrible and, like, you can't play him. It's just not the case. I mean, even last night, we talked about this earlier, his box score, it wasn't good, right? He couldn't hit the three at all. But that doesn't mean that he was just like the worst player and cost you the game.
No.
Kevin Huerter ran a +4 in the game last night.
I think he's just reached his, and this is why it's tough to, I think he has reached his, like, reached the end of his effectiveness here with the Kings. Not because of him as a player. I think this goes back to, like, last preseason. Whatever happened with him potentially getting benched for Chris Duarte, and then he finally starts to get rolling a little bit, and then he gets hurt, and now he's trying to come back, and his rotation's getting messed with, and now he's out of the starting lineup again. I just kind of think, like, all right, this is the end of the line here. This has got so at this point, and I bring up Kevin Herter because his contract is, if you're going to make a move, a significant move, you're probably going to have to include his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think he's kind of reached the end of the line with what he's going to be, how he's going to be maximized with the Kings. So to me at this point, it's not making a move to make a move, but I think, like, dude, if you can just fresh start, even if it's a similar player, you just get a new player, new face, new body, new somebody who is just different.
Yep.
I know that sounds silly, and I know that these are NBA players. You should be able to persevere through that or get past that or whatever. But, like, at this point, we're running out of options. You've said it already. The Malik Monk starting, that was the last bullet in the chamber, and it's been fired.
Yeah.
So do literally anything different. That's what I'm looking for now.
Yeah, I think that when we look at their three-point like situation where they're not hitting enough threes, and you have a guy who, for his career, even with the 27% he's shooting this year, he's a 37.6% three-point shooter. There is no reason to think that Kevin Herter should not have been a reasonably good three-point shooter again this year.
No reason.
There was the shoulder issue was fixed. He was cleared to shoot for maybe 2 months before training camp. Like, this is a guy who just has lost whatever it was, the confidence to be a consistent player. And when he is good, when he's had his whatever games he's had that like stand out as really strong games, the Kings are really tough to beat. And and that's what's really tough. So
I think that's why they held on to him.
Yeah, you hold on to him because you need a three-point shooter. Like, you need people shooting the three.
Yeah, and when he's humming, the gravity is just different.
Yeah.
And the way teams have to defend the Kings is just different. But to Kyle Renato's point in the chatty house, when he's out there to knock down threes and he's not knocking down threes, like, all right, now what?
Okay, so here's a very specific group of games. So against the Clippers on November 8th, he goes 0 for 3 from 3. The Kings lose. The next game, 2 days later, 5 of 9 from 3, the Kings beat the Suns. The next game, he goes 0 for 5 from 3, the Kings lose to the Spurs. The next game, he goes 2 of 6 from 3, they beat Phoenix. The next game, he goes 0 for 3 against Minnesota, the Kings lose by 4. The next game, he goes 5 of 12, and the Kings beat Utah. Every single time he goes 0 for 4, you lose. Every single time he hits shots, you win. And it's not just like you need players like Kevin Herter when he's hitting shots. He's not hitting shots anymore. And at this point, like, look, fresh start needs to happen somewhere else. Like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
And it's not personal. It's not anything else. It's like, look, like, even listening to De'Aaron Fox talking post game, he says, yeah, you know, Kev's having a rough shooting season. He still uses like nicknames and shortened versions of his name. He's still one of his guys.
Yeah.
He's just not hitting his shots. Like, it's not like he's been exiled. It's not like people say, hey, we don't like you, don't be here. I mean, this is a guy who literally went and worked out with Domantas Sabonis for a week or two down, you know, like.
And I think here's another reason I bring him up. I don't think his trade value's tanked. If we were doing a Suns radio show and we were talking about Bradley Beal, I wouldn't be like, man, you got to think about trading Beal, because they can't.
Yes.
He has no value, especially with what his contract is. So, you go talk about Kevin Herter, I think he would have value. I don't think he sucks now. I think there's something that happened with Sacramento specifically. He's having a really hard time getting out of whatever rut he's in. And I'm sorry, that's just it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see more. I don't need to wait around for him to break out and then see, okay, but when he breaks out, no. I'm done waiting around. The urgency is too high. We talked about it when they traded for DeMar DeRozan. Like, hey, this window is like now. You don't get the luxury of going, oh, let's let Kevin figure it out. We got next year. We got next trade deadline. We got next offseason. You don't. We've seen it.
Yeah.
You went 48 wins, 46, and now you're pacing for something below 41. That's the wrong kind of progress.
They're pacing more for like 34.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's where they are.
They have too many good players to be that.
No, I totally agree. And it comes down to consistency, but it also comes down to, like, he makes enough money that when you make $17 million, you have to perform. You have to do something for your team that brings value. And as of right now, outside of, I think he's been doing a better job rebounding. I think he does okay passing the ball. But if he's not hitting his shot, there are a lot of players out there that, can do more, mm-hmm. including Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
It's just like we talked about earlier in the show. The big difference is that I think Keon, he can't create for others and he can't create for himself off the dribble really mm-hmm. nearly as well as Herter can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of Herter's an offensive weapon. And so that's if your bench can't score at all, you're hoping that this might be one of the guys that can help you. But this is exactly why you did not want to press the button and move Malik Monk into the starting lineup.
But they had to.
You had to.
But now it's about... I
don't disagree. It's just the situation is what it is, man. You had an option. You had to do something. And without going out and trading somebody, this is... That's the one thing the coaching staff can take care of. They can't just call around and try to make trades like George Karl did a few years back, where he just started shopping DeMarcus Cousins out on the open market. That's not happening. Mike Brown's not making trades.
Yeah.
His last bullet in that he could drop into the chamber was exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Play Malik Monk.
Yep.
It worked one night. It didn't work another. You know, what are they, 1-2 since they put him in the starting lineup? And the same exact problems exist.
They're persisting, yep.
You can't hit the three ball, that's why you lose.
Yep.
You can't defend the three ball, it's why you lose. The differential on made three-pointers for the opposition and made three-pointers for your team is too vast to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Game over.
The Chatty House brings up a great point, and I totally agree with this. The other aspect of this, moving away from people on the bench... We had the whole conversation about De'Aaron Fox needs to stay mad. Find a thing every day that makes you mad and go out there and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night goes 8 of 23 from the field, 0 of 7 from 3, scores 18 points. That's tough.
I will say, look at the night that Jaw had before he got tossed.
Yeah, he sucked.
He was absolutely horrible. And part of that was De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. For sure.
No question.
But totally. But it's putting the ball in the hoop. Like, that's the defense is awesome. Yeah, love yep. defense. But De'Aaron Fox has to score. Like, that's the whole thing. Nobody's all NBA because they were good at defense.
Yeah, but
like, it's finding that consistency of, hey, this guy, just pencil him in for 25 a night. Like, just pencil it in. Pencil him in for 28. Oh, they're going to need... Hey, their bench is really struggling right now. We know De'Aaron. He's going to get you 30. And just...
Before we get out of here, Kyle, I would say one of the problems is...
About a minute and a half.
Every player that you look at on the Kings roster, you feel the same way. They've got to score. In order for Kevin Herter to be effective, he has to score. In order for Domantas Sabonis to be effective, he has to score. DeMar DeRozan, Keegan... Like, every single one of them. In order to be... what everyone wants his team to be, they have to score. And when half of them are taken, can't hit a shot, it's impossible.
Yeah, they have to, and their margin for error is so slim.
Yeah.
Because if it's the starting five and then...
Well, and the other problem is outside of De'Aaron Fox and Keon Ellis, who's your next best defender? Keegan.
Oh yeah, Keegan for sure.
But then you get to a point, it's like, okay.
You get to it's a lot of like, it's probably Jay Crowder?
Maybe.
is that where we're at?
Isaac Jones isn't that far down the list.
Yeah, man.
That's where it becomes tough.
Especially in that closing lineup.
Yeah.
Where you need to get a stop and you just don't have enough dudes who can go get stops.
Yep.
All right. We'll keep having the same conversation as long as the Kings keep doing the same stuff.
Oh, we do have a Jiffy Lube player, word.
Oh, yes.
Throughout.
Brick.
Brick.
At ESPN1320.com, enter the code word BRICK at the Jiffy Lube contest page and enter to win a $50 Jiffy Lube gift certificate and a sick-ass new Insiders hoodie that you can only get by entering this contest.
That's right.
ESPN1320.com, find the Jiffy Lube contest page, enter the code word BRICK, and win that $50 Jiffy Lube gift certificate and an exclusive Insider's hoodie, courtesy of the homies over at Jiffy Lube. All right, we're done. We're going to send it out to Sky River Casino, where D'Lo and KC are waiting with their live show. Hope to see everybody out there. That's James. I'm Kyle. Jiffy Lube sponsors the show. We're back on Monday at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water and be nice to people. See ya. Appreciate you guys. Thanks, Shady House. Good show today.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.